It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. People who've been waiting for the results of Zimbabwe's presidential election will keep right on waiting. 2 weeks after the voting, we do not know the numbers, which means we do not know if President Robert Mugabe won another term in the job he's held for decades. There was hope that Zimbabwe's highest court would order the results to be released today, but in the last few hours, the court dismissed that request. As we waited for the ruling, we reached NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton, who's in Zimbabwe's capital. Just to understand the basics, who exactly is holding up the results?
I wish I knew the answer to that. It's really the Election Commission. It has said that it's waiting for the High Court to rule on this urgent petition by the opposition party on the immediate release of the results. Having said that, yesterday's Sunday Mail newspaper, a government-controlled paper, had the Electoral Commission, which said it could not comment, saying that there's going to be a recount in more than 20 constituencies. So it seems to be everybody waiting in limbo to find out what the results of this presidential election was.
And I suppose we should mention, for those not following the story, Robert Mugabe, it appears, did not do very well. The question is whether he did at least well enough to get into a runoff with the opposition leader. How patient are people as they wait for some kind of results?
People are getting frustrated, desperate, some angry, because, of course, they went to vote 2 weeks ago. The government since then has said there is going to be a runoff election because no one candidate won 50% plus one. The opposition, Morgan Tsvangirai, the main opposition leader, says that he won the first round outright. So we don't quite know what's going on. And the High Court ruling, everybody is waiting for it. But meanwhile, the government is talking about a rerun as if it's a fait accompli. The opposition is saying it's taken so long to declare the results because pro-government people are tampering and rigging the vote.
Ophebia, is this High Court seen as independent enough that people are likely to accept its ruling, whatever it might be?
Depends who you talk to. The opposition is hoping that the ruling goes its way. The government is obviously hoping the ruling goes its way. But everybody wants to know the result. But meanwhile, the economy is in such a desperate state, that should be a priority, not the bickering between the politicians.
One other thing, Ophebia, we mentioned at the top the fear of some kind of crackdown. Is there any evidence, based on what you've seen in the Zimbabwean capital, that some kind of crackdown has already begun, some kind of repression?
Here in Harare, there is a security force presence, fairly low-key at the moment. But those in the rural areas, particularly those who voted for the opposition, are saying the government crackdown has begun, that people are being beaten, that people are being intimidated, that political thugs belonging to the governing party are out, and the war veterans, those who fought for independence, we're being told that they have been onto the farms belonging to remaining white farmers, and that they are beginning to seize these farms, as we saw in the year 2000. And that was the beginning of the slippery slope for Zimbabwe, because farms were, of course, the economic backbone of the country. And because most of the white farmers were driven off their land, the economy slumped. So that is another worry for Zimbabweans here.
NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton is one of the few reporters from outside the country to be allowed into Zimbabwe in recent days. Ophebia, thanks very much.
Pleasure.